After 4 years of talks, India and the European Union are narrowing down their differences on a bilateral free trade agreement that will lower tariff barriers, liberalize rules on investments, and provide more opportunities for services. But critics in India and elsewhere say the deal could have a devastating impact on public health by hampering access to life-saving drugs for millions of people. Bismillah Gilani has the details from New Delhi.
European Commission President Jose Manuel Barroso says the proposed free trade agreement between India and the European Union will bring economic and political benefits. India's Trade Minister Anand Sharma is equally upbeat.
We have a strategic partnership, and EU is India's largest trading partner. We have annual trade of over 80 billion euros, and the potential is much more.
But many in India fear the deal could be the beginning of their end. 38-year-old Jagruti Patel is from the western state of Gujarat. She lost her husband to AIDS and is HIV positive herself, along with her 11-year-old son.
We are alive because both my son and I take anti-HIV drugs, which we get free of cost from the government hospital. We may die if we don't get these drugs, and that's what's going to happen if this agreement is done, because the medicines will become costly and won't be available for free, and we don't have the capacity to buy them.
The medicines which Patel and other HIV-positive people in India get for free are generic versions of the antiretroviral drugs that don't have patent protection in India. They are produced locally and are many times cheaper than the original brand. But the European Union is insisting on tougher laws for patents and the exclusivity of the data relating to safety, efficacy, and quality of medicines, which poses a serious threat to generic brands. This would mean that the poor would no longer have access to newer medicines, says Paul Cawthorn of the humanitarian group Medicine Sans Frontiers, or MSF.
It will affect prices here in India, and it will block generic competition of newer drugs, and that's the key. The newer drugs that are coming through will not be available in generic form from India.
India is often called the pharmacy of the developing world because, according to MSF, 80% of the HIV/AIDS drugs used in developing countries are produced here. Rajiv Kafle, president of the Nepal-based Asia-Pacific Network of Positive People, says the FTA will bring despair to countless people depending on India for their medicinal needs, including the 2.5 to 5 million people with HIV in India.
For 10 years we had this nice period where we started seeing hope and where we started saying that, okay, people living with HIV, it can live as well, and we can continue to live and we can be productive to the nation as well. All of us were happy. All of a sudden now it seems that it's going to change merely for the profit of a small group of people or for the rich.
Another concern of the advocacy groups opposing the deal is what they call the lack of transparency in the whole process. Anand Grover is the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the right to health.
Nobody knows what is the text. In an era of transparency, openness, democracy, none of these people believe in any of the democratic norms. They want it done secretly.
Grover says there are serious differences even within the cabinet on the issue, but the government is still going ahead with it.
The three ministries which are concerned have opposed this, partly because of the community pressure. But the Prime Minister's office has the audacity to write to the three ministries, no, look at it again. Why? Because investment is a good thing. For whom? For a select few European multinationals and their lackeys in India who ride on the profits of other countries to the detriment of the people of this country and other people.
Several trade unions and farmers groups are also opposing the agreement, saying that the European Union is trying to extract unfair concessions from India. While the opposition in India grows, concerns are rising in other Asian countries who are closely watching the developments. Charles Satyago, a member of the Malaysian parliament, says, in the larger interest of the entire region, India must say no to the agreement.
India is a big player now. So therefore, India has to exercise its power, its political power, its geopolitical power vis-a-vis the European Union and not cave in. This is because if India caves in, then the rest of Asia will cave in much more easier though.
As India and the European Union come close to sealing the deal, the resistance is also growing stronger, with groups across the world now joining hands to save their drugs, their lifeline. Bismillah Gilani, Free Speech Radio News, New Delhi.